This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 12th of August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, the weather is set to be warm and sunny. Temperatures are expected to be high, especially in Tel Aviv and Haifa. In Jerusalem, expect a slightly cooler breeze. A perfect day to be outside if you can. Here are today's headlines. First, in Lebanon, they are monitoring the secret battle of the IDF with a goal to address Revolutionary Guards tunnels. Reports suggest Israel is determined to conquer Hezbollah's stronghold at any cost. That's from Walla earlier today. Also, Iran is digging in on demands over Hormuz as mediators assert progress toward a deal. An Iranian official insists the strait won't reopen unless certain conditions are met. This is according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also this hour, Israel and Venezuela have restored formal ties after a 17-year break. This comes with new consular channels and extended cooperation. Ynet reported this earlier today. Separately, a new era of Israel-Japan intelligence cooperation is emerging. Japan is diversifying its security partnerships beyond the United States. That's from JNS earlier today. And finally, Arab-Israeli activist Yosef Haddad was involved in a physical altercation during a podcast debate on Israel. This incident occurred during the filming of a popular podcast. The Forward provided this update just an hour ago. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago that Shefi Paz is a right-wing extremist, not a left-wing activist, and criticized narratives that misrepresent her. Carmel Melamed, a journalist, wrote just now in Persian, urging people not to believe left-leaning media narratives and praising Israel's leadership. OSINT6113, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted Israel's entry into a new robotic age in warfare, reporting on the use of unmanned systems and autonomous warfare plans just under 30 minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with Lebanon. Reports from Walla indicate that the IDF's secret battle targets Revolutionary Guards tunnels in Hezbollah strongholds. The situation is tense, and experts warn this could escalate further. For residents, this raises concerns about potential conflict spillovers. Turning to Iran, the Times of Israel reports that Iran is demanding the U.S. end conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon and release frozen assets to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Diplomats are cautiously optimistic, but regional tensions remain high. The outcome could impact global oil markets significantly. Meanwhile, Israel and Venezuela have resumed diplomatic relations. This significant development, as reported by Ynet, opens new avenues for cooperation, especially post-earthquake. For citizens, this means improved consular support and potential economic collaboration. On the diplomatic front, JNS highlights Israel-Japan's growing intelligence cooperation. Japan is seeking more autonomy and security, moving beyond the U.S. alliance. This relationship could reshape regional security dynamics, offering both nations fresh strategic options. Finally, The Forward reports on the altercation involving Yosef Haddad during a heated podcast debate. The incident underscores the deep divisions and emotions surrounding Israel's political discourse. This could reflect broader societal tensions and highlight the need for dialogue. On the economic front, first, global cosmetics giant has clarified that it has no plans to open stores in Israel. This response follows rumors of its entry into the Israeli market. That's from Israel Hayom Business earlier today. Separately, OpenAI has allowed employees to cash out $7 billion despite uncertainty about going public. This development values the company at $852 billion. Katech reported this earlier today. And finally, LG's new OLED Evo screens promise higher brightness even in well-lit rooms. This advancement is part of their latest technology aimed at enhancing viewing experiences. That's from Mariv Business. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.